a wonderful band, and these are live recordings done at Ronnie Scott's club in London, England. Mm. And Art Pepper is just playing for his life, as he always did. And that's going to be our jazz feature next week. So we hope that you can come around and join us at 9 o'clock right from the get-go. So with that in mind, we will bid you a very fond good evening, and see you in 7 days. Stay tuned now for my friend John Pantherbone coming up with his show Canada Post Rock, right after a little taste of our theme song. Bye for now.
I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio fans, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys. It's all the need and volunteer.
Villain, a track from Toronto's Austra off her Polaris nominated prize album Feel It Break, and it's one of the non-winning albums from this year's Polaris Prize. Austra is mainly Katie Stelmanis, a classically trained voice from Toronto, along with Maya Postepsky on percussion, as well as Dorian Wolf. And that is their debut album out on Domino Records, and also put out on Paperbag Records up here in Canada. Katie Stelmanis had a previous album under her own name, as well as Maya, out on Blox Recording Company. And I remember an old version of that track on an old CBC Radio 3 interview that they did while on their first tour. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. This show is Canada Post Rock, and we'll be on to 1 a.m. tonight. I am your host, P-Bone. There are several ways of several obscure ways of contacting me, such as smoke signals, paper airplanes. But probably the most convenient way is www.canadapostrock.ca, as well as www.citr.ca. And don't forget, you can also email me things, please. You can do that at pbone@canadapostrock.ca. So tonight on the program, we have new tracks from Jay Maskus, stuff from Junior Boys, Weed Eater. Later on, we have some older stuff from Andre Herman Dune, as well as Locals, Bison BC. But first, from another non-Polaris Prize-winning album, this from Timber Tambor, you're going to hear a track called Woman.
Thank you. Don't miss the Vancouver debut of one of Canada's best-kept musical secrets when Beatroot Magazine, Weird Canada, Lifetime Collective, and CITR 101.9 FM present Jennifer Castle, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club. Advance tickets are available at Zulu, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, and online at electricowl.ca. That's Jennifer Castle with the Ruffled Feathers and David Vertesi. Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street.
Is a track from Colin Stetson's New History Warfare Volume 2, and he's a fiery, intense sax player on Constellation Records, and has got a stellar set of guests on this new album, including Lou Reed's wife, Laurie Anderson, Shara Warden of My Brightest Diamond, and Bell Orquest, to name a few. Colin said that had he had won the Polaris Prize, he would have recorded Volume 3 in this series of albums with the $30,000 prize money. Before that, Women, a track from Timber Tambor's new album called Creep On, Creeping On. And they're a spooky outback bluesy rock group out on Arts and Crafts Records. And that's their second release on that label. Members Taylor Kirk, Simon Trottier, and Mika Posen make up Timber Tambor. And they were another shortlisted Polaris Prize band. So I guess that'll be enough of the Polaris Prize winning related news for this evening. So hope you enjoyed it so far. Jay Maskus is the Dazed and Confused frontman of the 90s rock kings Dinosaur Jr. They broke up in the late 90s, but in 2005 they announced that they were coming back with the complete original lineup. But during the breakup period, Jay Maskus had a few solo albums with The Fog. In addition to that, he was also the drummer for the Black Sabbath Worshippers called Witch. They were a stoner metal band out on TP Records. So Jay's been pretty all over the map with as far as genre goes, and this new album is no different. It's surprisingly all acoustic. And from the Several Shades of Y album that just came out, this is a song featuring Paul Jenkins of the Black Heart Procession. This is a track called What Happened.
She was always far away. Got this dream reversed today. Trying to keep them all in play. Get so close to breaking down. So much soaked through this whole town. I waited, won't you come around? What happened, mama? What happened to my mom? What happened to my mom? What happened to my mom? I just feel the strongest pull. Does it make sense? Is it true? Left not knowing what to do. What happened to my mom? What happened to my mom? World away. What happened to my mom? What happened to my mom? World away. Got so high. Where am I at? I'm not sure. Is it time? I get anxious, I go nuts. Plenty of times when it's too much. Leaning in and get a touch. We don't want to set it straight. No conclusions, it's too late. It's not the same what says fate. What happened to my mom? What happened to my mom? World away. What happened to my mom? What happened to my mom? World away.
much of me to want her to. How stupid and vain, how insane. But what a good land to wander through. Don't let the big man hurt you. Better know what you're in for. Don't let the big men hurt you. Don't let them hurt you anymore. She said something in German that was a turn on, not only on account of the language it was in. Her hair was tied, she was cross-eyed. Sometimes it's hard to tell what beauty really lies in. Don't let the big man hurt you.
Bleach Babes are having their CD release party September 22nd at the Princeton Pub. CDs are $5, admission is $5, the show is 19 and over. Joining the shiny pop punks of Bleach Babes will be Langley's finest hardcore punks, The Killed Spirits, Killer Loud Pop from Dead Soft, and the two-man progressive duo, The Halcyon Corps. Don't miss the Bleach Babes CD release party September 22nd at the Princeton Pub, 1901 Powell Street at Victoria Drive.
And Andre Herman June with a sparse and lonely bedroom track called Don't Let the Big Man Hurt You, and it's from the album out on Shrimper Records called Taglick Brought. And Andre Herman June was a part of the Herman June duo, but he has since moved on and he now goes under the moniker of Stanley Brinks. Check out stanleybrinks.bandcamp.com for a huge list of all his releases. Taglick Brought was his first true debut release, and it was partially recorded in New York, and the latter half was recorded in Germany. You heard a track from the German side of the album. So you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host P-Bone, and I'll be with you until 1 a.m. tonight. And if you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-2487. So Almond Tobin is a genre-defying electronic producer from Brazil. He's got a huge catalog of just hugely innovative electronic albums out on the Ninja Tune label. Almond Tobin will be playing here in Vancouver next week on Wednesday, September 28th, and he'll be playing at the Vogue Theater. His newest release is an album called ISAM, it's I-S-A-M, and it's a bricolage of sounds and samples, and it's sort of another departure from his earlier releases, which were primarily kind of sample and DJ-oriented albums. Although tonight you'll be hearing from his older album called Foley Room that came out in 2007. And it's a release that he did with the Kronos Quartet. And it's sort of another sound collage style of albums. It was done with a whole bunch of field recordings, and it was done in an actual Foley Room. An album that they make sound, or a room that they record sounds for films. From Almond Tobin, this is a track called Keep Your Distance. Mm-hmm.
bottom. Why bother clean a room that's next to nothing? And if I woke up beside you waiting, the second chance that seemed to come must count for something. 'Cause I don't understand you, and I'm never gonna try. Got a talent for really never knowing why. In the fresh Brazilian water, you fell and couldn't swim, no one bothered. When he died, what's really tragic is that you missed a shot to get what you're really after. Now they're gonna hate you, 'cause you're never coming home. You walk against the crowd, but you hate to be alone. Yeah, that's the truth. Remember, you're still a lousy faker. 10 years ago at least, just a burned out raver. Now you need a favor, 'cause you're living in the past. Who am I to argue? 'Cause nothing ever lasts. Yeah, that's the truth. But come on, baby, that's the truth.
Second Chance is a track from the Junior Boys. It's All True is their newest out on Domino Records. and it's a lot more similar to 2006's So This Is Goodbye. It's got dark and sexy beats with bright round shapes and really, really bouncy colors. They just played this past weekend here with Young Galaxy at the Commodore Ballroom. I believe they played that track that night, but at that point I wasn't too familiar with this new release before seeing them. I'll have to get into this album when I get the chance. And Junior Boys are based out of Hamilton, Ontario, if you're not familiar with them. So right now on Canada Post Rock, we're going to get into a little bit more of the louder stuff on the program. So I guess get out your earplugs or maybe pull out your earplugs, I don't know, whatever you like. So Weed Eater is a greasy and sludgy stoner metal band from North Carolina. They're made up of members of the longtime stoner group out of the 90s called Buzz Oven, and they've since broke up. Weed Eater is going to be playing here next Tuesday at the Rickshaw Theater, and they're going to be playing with Bison BC, as well as a few other louder-type bands. They got a new Southern Lord release, and it's called Jason the Dragon. I think it came out in around March a couple months ago. Anyways, I got a track, I got the title track queued up for you right here on the program. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Weed Eater.
We'll be right back.
The Institute of Mental Health, UBC Department of Psychiatry, and Pacific Cinematheque presents 10 Years of Frames of Mind, a 12-month retrospective. Since launching in 2002, Frames of Mind has promoted awareness and education around mental health issues and challenged the often erroneous representation of mental illness in media. Celebrate 10 years of Frames of Mind by attending the screening of The Devil and Daniel Johnson, the award-winning, harrowing, and hilarious biopic on the cult singer, songwriter, and cartoonist. Wednesday, September 21st at Pacific Cinematheque, 1131 Howe Street in downtown Vancouver. We'll be right back.
And that was Locals Bison BC with a track called Quiet Earth. And that's from their album of the same name that came out in 2008 on Metal Blade Records. And don't forget, those guys are playing with Weed Eater next Tuesday at the Rickshaw Theater. So thanks for tuning in tonight to Canada Post Rock. Don't forget to check out the website, canadapostrock.ca. And I'm going to leave you with a track from Wolves in the Throne Room. They're a black metal group from Olympia, Washington, and they tend to fuse genres like sludge and stoner metal and power ambient into a really intense and cathartic post-metal fashion. They have a new heavyweight double LP out on Southern Lord Records called Celestial Lineage. From Wolves in the Throne Room, this is a track called Thuja Magus Imperium. Good night.